News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A ban on bin bags could be on the way in Dublin, with a report in today's Irish Times disclosing that Dublin City Council wants to rid the city's streets of refuse bags. It's proposing a €50,000 competition for innovative solutions for the storage of bins. Councillor Mannix Flynn, what do you make of this?
Good morning, Shane. Good morning, listeners. Yeah, I mean, this has been on the cards for quite some time. I mean, some years back, we discussed this whole issue under the household waste storage bylaws. We realised then, when we were imposing these bylaws about wheelie bins, that there wasn't capacity in homes and some apartments to store waste in wheelie bins, and that the black plastic bag was the solution there. And we realised that many elderly people weren't able to manoeuvre a wheelie bin in and around their small homes. So we made certain streets exempt and certain areas exempt from the wheelie bin law, and we basically said you can carry on with your black plastic bag for the time being. However, that was a temporary solution. Now we are putting out, you know, an idea to the public and those out there to come up with a solution that can fit this particular need. At the moment, you know, if you go out there, the streets are littered with black plastic bags. Vermin open them, seagulls open them. The wind, it was a bad adverse weather. There's rubbish thrown all over the streets. And we are obliged under the law to make waste storage in households safe, and also to make those who are disposing of the waste, the workers who take away the black plastic bags, make their lives and make it safe for them. There's needles, there's broken glass, there's all sorts of stuff on the black plastic bags.
Oh, it's disgusting.
And there's a huge
amount
of dumping on it. So it's pretty disgusting. So we're hoping that a solution can be found that actually can fit all. But the black plastic bag as a utensil, as something that's going to be accepted in households, is basically on the demise.
It's a tricky one, though, because there are certain homes and certain apartments. Look, I'm one of them myself. I have to bring the bin through the house. It's grand. I'm reasonably young. I'm well able to do it. In 30 years' time, I mightn't be able to pull the bin up the steps and bring it through the house. So there are some households that this is problematic for, we should say.
There's no question about it, and I said that at the outset. There are difficulties there, and we're hoping to address those particular difficulties. We won't see a situation where we are going to impose an unworkable solution on those who are elderly, and certainly on those who are getting elderly, like yourself and myself. I don't want to be lugging stuff like that, you know what I mean, around the place in my 90s, if I get there. So the whole idea is that someone can come up with an innovative solution. The other issue is that people are going to have to learn how to reduce waste in the home, because many items are thrown into the black plastic bag willy-nilly because you can't see into it. So it's about separating waste, making it manageable, and perhaps it's even about collecting waste, you know, a lot earlier in the week. So there'll be two or three collections of the waste. So, look, you know, I think it's a good thing. I think it'll save the city. As you know, because I was on the programme before, the city in the summertime can be just infested with rats and seagulls, and you saw the likes of Dame Street. So we want to be able to reduce that situation and make our streets passable and make the city gorgeous and make the landscape gorgeous, and also, notwithstanding the environmental issue of waste. It's just unfortunate that all this waste gets burnt. And we have to look out for that one as well. Burning it, in Dublin Bay is not appropriate. Thank you, Shane. I really appreciate that.
All right, Mannix, and hopefully, I think we have a few years left of lugging the bin up the steps. But thank you indeed for talking to us.